Org. Team and sponsor applications can be downloaded online.
We hope to see you tomorrow. You know, Mark and I are emceeing the chili cook-off again.
As y'all always do.
10 or 11, 12 years now. We're not sure how long
we've been doing it. Out there at Ocala, and is it not Ocala?
They moved it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Last year, they didn't have it because of COVID.
Right.
The year before was the first year they had it at Coastal Alabama Community College downtown,
which is a great place.
It really is
a great central location.
The band is on the stage at the amphitheater. In fact, there's two bands, Robert Sully and Blydenog Mike and the Howlers.
Well darn.
And then there's plenty of room to spread out and walk around, so that's where it is this year, tomorrow at 11:30.
I really hate I'm not going to be able to be there.
Tickets at the gate. I know you would be enjoying lots of great chili.
You know I love a chili cook-off.
And there's going to be some hobnobbing. I'm sure probably some of your bosses might drop in.
I'm sure they probably will, because we find ourselves in an election year, Lori.
And that's when they come out. So. Let me do the formal introduction. This is Cliff McCollum with the Baldwin County Legislative District Office. Give us your title again.
I always preface this. It is the ponciest title in all of Christendom, but I am the Director of Constituent Services for the Baldwin County Legislative Delegation.
There you go. Director of Constituent Services, which means?
I'm from the government, and I'm here to help, but I actually mean it.
You are kind of a catch-all.
In the British Parliament, there is a position called the Minister Without Portfolio. And that is a member of the cabinet who doesn't necessarily have an assigned cabinet department, you know, like the Treasury, or I guess it would be the Exchequer there, or State, or the Home Office. It's just somebody who's kind of a catch-all for all mm-hmm. the weird stuff mm-hmm. that doesn't necessarily fit anywhere else. So I'm almost like a governmental concierge at times. You call our office, and whether it's maybe it's your city government you've got an issue with, or the county, the state, the federal. I try to parse out where your problem is and try to help you get to the right person to help you with what you need help with.
Very good. And your office number for those that need help?
I always just like to give people the bat phone,
okay.
You know, so they
all
can
right.
get me directly. It's 251-300-0974.
300-0974. Fat, you mentioned you're going to be helping some folks in Magnolia Springs tomorrow. You won't be able to make it to the chili cook-off?
Yeah, no, there's some stuff going on with the library there, and the librarian asked me to offer some advice and counsel on stuff, so going by there to try to help them out a little bit on stuff. Again, we kind of catch all kinds of stuff. I mean, I have had to, I've told you before, I've been down in drainage ditches before. I've had to go up to Montgomery and help with stuff. We work really well with Congressman Jerry Carl's office, especially with veteran service issues.
Okay, all right.
We've had several of those lately. But, I mean, I even had to call up to the Department of Tourism this week to get their help on something we've got going on down in the south end of the county.
Very good.
So they were, and the thing about it is, you know, bureaucrats get a bad name. We do, and sometimes it's deserved. But I'll tell you what, Alabama, by and large, for the most part, we got some good folks working for the people of Alabama on their behalf in a lot of these departments. And, they just want to do their jobs. They want to help people, too. And they're good folks there. So don't always blame the bureaucrats. Some of us aren't bad people, we promise.
And including your bosses, give us the list of our Baldwin County Legislative Delegation.
So right now we've got seven. My seven boys, love them to death. We've got, we'll start with the Senate, Senior Senator Greg Albritton, who kind of has the eastern part of the county, northeastern part of the county. Of course, Senator Chris Elliott, who we all know from his time as our Baldwin County Commissioner, he's got the other Senate district. Then we'll start from the top, go down to the bottom. Harry Shiver up in North Baldwin. We got Alan Baker in East Baldwin County. Representative Matt Simpson, the chairman of our House delegation. He's Daphne Spanish Fort, also stretches a little over into Mobile.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Although that'll change after this redistricting. Then we got Joe Faust here in Fairhope. Everybody knows Mr. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And then down in South Baldwin, we've got Representative Steve McMillan, who our thoughts and prayers continue to be with him as he continues his treatment from his tumors that he's
yes.
But he's going, you know, he's in good spirits, and wanted everybody to know that he was thankful for all their thoughts and prayers and kind words.
And I saw that they're back in session, correct?
They are indeed. They just got back yesterday from being up there this week.
One of my peak interest items I saw in a news headline, I don't think it was one of our guys, though, was a bill that would eliminate grocery tax in Alabama. Apparently, we're one of only a dozen states in the nation that still have tax on groceries.
That is absolutely true. I mean, you go right over the border there in Lillian over there into Florida, and they don't have that grocery tax. That's been something that Alabama has been looking at, I'd say, probably for the last decade. The issue with moving it forward and passing it has always been, though, that money goes directly into the education trust fund. That's the money that goes to fund our schools up from pre-K on up to our colleges. Could the education trust fund sustain the hit of not having that influx of money?
Yes, they can with a lottery.
Yes and no.
Okay.
It could raise, and lottery's variable because you'd never know how many people are actually going to play it. You know, you might have a ton, you might not have that many. And, you know, the states around us that have it, their numbers are somewhat inflated by our people coming in.
Right, right.
So it's more variable than a sales tax on groceries would be, because you kind of know what people are going to spend on groceries every year. You've got a reasonable idea.
So the dilemma is how to replace that revenue, and one of them is the ideas are property taxes, and we, none of us want our taxes to go up, but it would be nice to not have that grocery tax.
Look, I don't think you'll find anybody who loves having to pay that grocery tax, especially these days with inflation being what it is and the price of stuff going up so much, but we also don't want to leave the children of Alabama in the lurch, and that's where, but you know, I'm not up there making those decisions. I didn't run for office. I wasn't elected, and thank goodness not. I would never want to do that. We've got good folks up there in Montgomery that are going to come together, and we'll see what happens on that.
What are some of the bills that our guys are looking at introducing or have introduced?
Well, there are a number of them. I will tell you, Coach Harry Shiver, who is retiring after this year, been up there for over a decade, retired teacher, great guy, knows he is the Kevin Bacon of Alabama. Harry Shiver knows everybody in Alabama in six moves or less. He's got a lot of local bills for us this year. He's working on some bills for the sheriff's office, the coroner's office, and the coroner one. Let me talk a little bit about that one, because right now, Lori, I want you to guess how much per hour our coroner makes. Just guess.
$22.
Oh, no, ma'am. It's about $7.50 an hour.
What?
$7.50.
That's like minimum wage.
Oh, and in a county like Baldwin County, with
what,
the volume,
what are the requirements? Don't you have to be a doctor to be a coroner?
In the state of Alabama, it actually varies wildly, because sometimes in Alabama, you don't have to have any qualifications at all. Anybody could, you or me could run for coroner in some counties. But with Dr. Pierce, Brian Pierce, he's a great guy. He has done all of the certification, all of this training. In fact, they got some kind of fancy recognition. It's like some sort of certification status from like the National Association of Coroners and Medical Examiners that he has worked for years on. So we've got a very well qualified coroner that was making pennies on the dollar. That wasn't right. The county commission reached out to the delegation. They said, we want to raise this up to what it needs to be. So Coach Shiver is carrying that bill. And the county commission's also stepped up, and they're going to be giving him some new facilities. We have outgrown our current coroner's office. We need more space. We got more people. We got more folks. Sadly, we got more folks dying. So we have to be able to process all that in a manageable fashion. So investing a lot in that office.
It's the coroner appointed, not elected.
Oh, it's elected.
Elected.
It's an elected position.
Okay. Yeah. So he knew what he was getting into.
Right. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, at the same time, it's also still not right.
And is it not up for election coming up in November?
He was, but Dr. Pierce is unopposed. I mean, okay. Ain't a lot of folks out there.
Because technically a position's salary is raised based on the position, not the person.
Correct.
Okay.
And that's what this was done for. It was okay. It was time for. It's not because Dr. Pierce is the great guy. Yes, although he is.
All right. What else is looking? Are guys looking at introducing or have already introduced in the legislature?
Well, Senator Elliott has got a bill that will focus on seasonal workers and making it easier to process and do that. Process, I guess, is what's easier there. There's an issue with how seasonal workers are treated within the tax code and within the labor structure. This just cleans up some of that language. It makes it easier to be able to hire people, work with people, especially in a tourist economy like what we've got in Baldwin County, especially in the south part of our county. Uh-huh. We needed that language cleanup. It's going to do a lot to help us there. Representative Simpson has got a great bill. PTSD treatment for first responders, for our police and firefighters.
That's good.
Be able to get them some mental health help, and if they need to take some time, to be able to get disability and take some time to get their mind right and get the treatment that they need. This is one of those common sense things that it just seems like this is the right thing to do. One of those things you start to look at and go, why haven't we been doing this all along? Now, Coach Shiver's got one more fun one, Lori, that I'll be honest, this is one that has taken months of my life and involved multiple levels of our government. Did you know that we have a Baldwin County Barber Commission?
No, I did not.
Well, back in the 19...
Why? You're going to tell us.
Oh, yeah. You know me, Lori. I'm an insufferable know-it-all. So, back in the 1950s, before there was a state barber commission that licensed and regulated the art of barbering and cosmetology, Baldwin County created its own Baldwin County Barber Commission. And they licensed folks, went and inspected the shops, made sure people were doing what they were supposed to be doing. So, come to find out here recently that somehow it all just got away from folks, and there hadn't been a legally appointed board member since 2016.
Cause maybe it's time to dissolve this commission.
That's exactly what we're doing, because there were some irregularities. There were some folks going around saying they were on the Barber Commission, but they had never been legally appointed. There is no mechanism within the enabling legislation that allows that board to get right by getting new members. This is one of those things where it just kind of fell off the radar for everybody. Nobody remembered this thing was out there.
Uh-huh.
And now it's going to go away. And our barbers and folks, they're going to be taken care of. They'll go up underneath the State Barber Commission. I've already, literally earlier this week, been talking to folks at the State Barber Commission. They are happy to lend a hand, willing to help. They'll even come down here. They'll do a town hall Q&A kind of thing for our barbers and folks to get their questions answered.
Interesting. Okay. What about, is it the concealed carry, the gun issue? What's going on with that?
There's been a lot of discussion and dispute around that particular issue. And in fact, it's a very odd situation where you've got Representative Shane Stringer is the sponsor of that bill. He's actually over in Mobile, but he'll be coming into our Baldwin delegation with this next election because of redistricting. He kind of took that northwest part of Baldwin County, White House Fork, over in that area. So he'll actually be a member of our delegation, former Mobile Sheriff's Office deputy. He's pushing for this bill that would get rid of the permits. You could just, open carry.
But you still have to have a permit to go through the gun buying process. But then you don't have to have one.
Right now you have to buy a concealed carry license. Mm-hmm. This would do away with that. So you could conceal carry without having to pay for the privilege. On the other side of this issue, though, you've got a lot of sheriffs and police chiefs and law enforcement officers who are saying the permit process is a public safety issue.
A vetting, if you will.
Right.
I can remember back in the day when you literally had to get the okay from the sheriff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, literally had to sign it by hand. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they had to know who you were and that you were okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll also see where Chris Pringle, my former high school mate and friend in Mobile, has introduced a bill that would prohibit public schools and institutions of higher education from teaching certain divisive concepts relating to race or sex.
My guess would be this is critical race theory origin. Yes.
Now I know he's Mobile.
I haven't seen this, but you know, we work very well with our Mobile delegation. They're our partners, Coastal Alabama. We're all in this together, especially when it comes to making sure we fight to get our fair share of the tax dollars back down here in our counties. You know, with what happened with the Restore Act money and the oil spill money about a decade ago or so, and how a lot of that got dispersed places in the state where oil didn't even touch. We band together and we work together on a lot of stuff hand in hand, because sometimes it's us versus everybody else.
Right, exactly. I see another bill similar to that, public education teaching prohibiting divisive concepts.
And you know, that's something that's gotten a lot of news and attention to it. I will say this though, Lori, as somebody who used to be a teacher, and you know, I do have that training. I've been in the high school classroom. I've taught community college level. I don't recall ever encountering anything like critical race theory until I was in grad school in English and got it at that level there. But it's an interesting concept, and we'll see where it goes from here.
Where are we with a lottery bill, and are any of our Baldwin County legislative members introducing anything of that?
I believe Senator Albritton has already put a bill together. I can't remember if it's dropped yet or not. You know, Senator Albritton represents the eastern part of Baldwin County, but he's actually up in Atmore, which, you know, there's obviously we've got the casino there. It's a very complicated issue, the gaming issue, and you and I have talked about this before, and it's confusing, and so I always try to explain it when I'm here, and I for those of you that have heard it before, you know, keep listening, I promise, but if we were to do just a paper lottery,
right,
it would kick our tribal casinos up to the level where they could do table gaming.
Right.
And they would be the only ones in the state who could do that table gaming. Well, there are existing...
So, wait a minute. At the Atmore Casino, there's no roulette and all blackjack and all that sitting down tables. It's all slots.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So, there are other facilities around the state of Alabama. Green Track up in Greene County. Victory Land over in Macon County, near where I'm from, over there in Opelika.
That's still open?
It is. Oh. Even though Uncle Milty has passed, you know, it's still going, still
and
running.
They can only do, they can't do table games either?
No, they can't. And if we pass just a paper lottery, they still wouldn't be able to do it.
Just the Indians can't.
Just the tribal casinos.
Okay.
So there are a lot of legislators and a lot of people in those areas. I mean, you know, I know a lot of folks in Macon County. You talk to folks there. They wouldn't be okay with that. They would want the same opportunity to be able to have the table gaming and get people to come into their area.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Macon County took, you know, when Governor Riley did his bingo machine wars back when I think I was in high school when some of that was going on. Macon County took a huge revenue hit because Victory Land was closed down for a lot of that period. They were having to pull up paved roads and take them back to dirt because they couldn't afford to maintain them.
Wow.
I mean, it's a big issue for these areas. So, you know, a lot of you look at the polls, a lot of people are for a straight paper lottery, but you kind of almost have to do a comprehensive gaming bill because there are so many issues that have to be addressed, which complicates the matter because mm-hmm. you've got a bunch of folks on the Republican side, pretty much up in that northeastern corner of Alabama, Sand Mountain-y, snake handling, churchy kind of, that are just dead set against no lottery at
right,
all.
Right.
We're not going to do anything. So you have to have some Democratic votes to be able to counteract that, to get the thing to pass so that the folks could vote on it. But the Democrats want to make sure that part of the money that would be raised by the lottery is used to expand Medicaid. Republicans don't want to do that because that represents a very large money commitment that will continue to grow over time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what leads to the
divisiveness,
the fight that, you know, which is why we've been having this lottery conversation since God, the Siegelman. I was probably in middle school or elementary school the last time we voted on the lottery.
Right, exactly. We're speaking with Cliff McCollum with the Baldwin County Legislative District. It is 8:44 and 51 degrees. If you don't mind, we're going to take a quick break, check in with Kenny and Coastal Traffic and a couple of other updates, and we'll be back.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, Mobile Police currently working one fender bender, Cody Road near Greelot, and they're moving that into a gas station parking lot, so shouldn't be too much of a delay there. Beyond that, no problems right now through either of the tunnels. The earlier issue with the fog is pretty much burned off, so no more visibility issues. And no delay I-10 eastbound from Rangeline Road towards I-65.
Is up for either election or re-election this year.
So we've got the primaries in March, right?
May.
May, okay. Mm-hmm. And that's for...
That's for all the entire legislature. Okay. Governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, all the way down to like public service commission, some of the spots there. I think there's some court positions. It's a lot of the statewide offices. And we've got a ton of folks running. Governor Ivey is running for re-election. She has several Republicans running against her. There are several Democrats on the ballot there. Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth was unopposed in the Republican primary. No Democrat chose to run, so he's back in for another 4-year term.
Okay, I like him. He seems to be very level-headed.
He is very genuine. You know, he tells you exactly what he's thinking, exactly how he feels, and sometimes in politics that is not always the case. So, also, he's got some great staff folks. One of my predecessors, Jess Skaggs, who had my job 2 meetings ago, works in his office. Great folks. And Connie Rowe, who used to be in the House from up in Walker County, has just joined his staff. Some great people. Anytime you got a... She's Connie Cooner Rowe, and anytime you got a Cooner of Walker County, I know a lot of them. I'm friends with a lot of them. They're all good people.
Well, yeah, let's go back down the list. Governor Ivey is running again.
She is.
Now, Tim James running?
Yeah, that would be Tim James, son of former Governor Fob James. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're from my neck of the woods. In fact, I grew up next to Tim's Uncle Cal and Aunt Dora. Know his whole family. Know his Uncle Bob.
Did I read Dean Young
Dean,
is
Dean
running?
Young is also running, who, of course, has run against... Congressman Byrne several times.
I guess we should be talking about our legislators. Are all of ours running except for Shiver? You said
okay,
retiring.
Shiver's not running again, and of course Representative McMillan was also already retiring, and Dean of our delegation, he has been in the legislature 6 years longer than I have been alive.
Whoa, that, I'd say it's time.
Well, you know, but here's the thing. Having that many years of experience and knowledge in our delegation, when we've got problems with all these different state departments, Representative McMillan has been up there long enough.
He knows the
deal. He knows everybody. Call Lo William over there at labor. Mm-hmm. Let's get some help for our people. And you know what? We call Lo William over there, and Lo William helps us out. So he's not running again. You've got Frances Holt Jones, the daughter of former Foley Mayor Arthur Holt, is running there. And there's the other Republican in that race is a guy named Michael Ludvigson from the Fort Morgan area. Used to be the fire chief for the Fort Morgan Volunteer Fire Department. Very active out there. Coach Shiver's district, you got Donna Givens, who used to be with Baldwin EMC, Baldwin County native, and she is running against Angelo Fermo. Who,
Jennifer Fiddler's running against Joe Faust.
She is. Jennifer Fiddler, a former Public Works Director, is running against longtime Representative Joe Faust. And, you know, they've been friends for a very long time. So
that's
going to be an interesting race. Senator Elliott is unopposed.
Okay.
So he has, I guess, effectively been reelected. Representative Simpson has got a challenger. Her name is Danielle Duggar. I'll be honest, I don't know a hell heck of a lot about
her. I've already seen mudslinging in that race online. Oh, I was surprised.
And
he's such a nice guy. It just doesn't seem right.
It is certainly odd, you know, especially for somebody who genuinely tries to use the law to try to help people. Representative Simpson is the guy who helped create our Baldwin County Mental Health Court. It's an interesting thing. And then Baker is unopposed. And then Senator Albritton has got a challenger. Stephen Sexton, up in North Baldwin County. He's run for several things. They ran against Coach Shiver, I believe, last go round.
Okay.
But he is opposing Senator Albritton. And then we've got our three new members of the delegation that are coming in. So Brett Easterbrook is coming down into like far north Baldwin County.
Oh, because of the redrawing.
Because of
the
redistricting.
Yeah.
Shane Stringer is coming over, as we discussed earlier, and I believe he's unopposed. And then Senator Vivian Figures in Mobile, who is a Democrat, is picking up essentially most of Spanish Fort. She is unopposed in the Democratic race, but there will be a Republican opponent, Pete Rehm, over in Mobile.
Yes.
He used to be a columnist for me when I was at the paper. That will be an interesting race.
Yes, it will. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Cliff. Always a pleasure to have you. We do the serious part of the program in the 8 o'clock hour, and normally cut up and swap shop, but you won't be able to stick around.
No, look, I'll come back maybe one day next week.
Okay, yeah, Mark will be disappointed. All right. Well, thank you so much, Cliff McCollum, with the Baldwin County Legislative Delegation. He serves as a liaison, if you will, constituent services. So if you're having a problem with the branch of government or an issue, even a veteran affairs, whatever, pretty much anything, you can contact Cliff's office and he might be able to mitigate it for you. And that number again?
251-300-0974. We are the Swiss Army knife of government. In fact, I can even, I think I've got a corkscrew there. We can open some Chardonnay for
That's
you.
Funny. 300-0974. Thank you so much. It is now 8:53.